be pretty brief today. I know the receiving is this afternoon from 2 to 3, and they are bringing the body, and the family are gathering here at 1, and so I need to be here when they come, and so it'll be getting home and doing a couple of things and coming back. And so I'm not going to take but a few minutes. And I know David is wanting to look at a couple of songs with the choir. But as I prayed this week, trying to find what the Lord would want me to share today, and also for the funeral this afternoon, the Lord gave me a couple of things. And I'll be honest, I kindly went back and forth on how the Lord wanted me to do it all. And He settled my heart. And like I said, I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I do want to give you something the Lord gave me this week. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we often call this the love chapter. And it is dealing primarily with love. Paul calls it charity in these verses, but that word is love, is what he's describing and talking about. But Paul says something in that God brought fresh to my mind and my heart this week. Paul says in verse 12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." When we read these verses, it helps us to realize that the foundation of verse 12 actually carries us back to verses 9 and 10. Verses 9 and 10, Paul talks about we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Paul is talking about the time when eternity is ushered in, when time is no more. Paul says that now we prophesy in part. We only have part of the whole picture. Paul says in our prophesying, we don't know it all. In our preaching, we don't have all the answers. In all that life brings up, we don't have a full understanding. Paul said, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Paul said there will come a day when we'll understand things better. There will come a day when we will know in part any longer. There are three times In these verses, Paul says the same thing. Verse 9, Paul says, "For we know in part and prophesy in part." He said, "But when?" In verse 12, Paul said, "For now we see through a glass darkly." And then, he said, "Now I know in part, but then I shall know, even as also I am known." That thought that was on my heart for today is now, but then. Now, but then. I believe that when the Lord put it on the heart of the Apostle Paul to write it this way, and the Holy Spirit inspired what Paul was writing, inspiring the man as he wrote, I believe that God gave it just like He wanted us to have it. Now, but then. I realize that what we have a problem is with is now. That is my problem. That is what I struggle so much with is, Lord, why are things as they are now? I look at this and I wonder, God, why has our little church suffered so much sickness and heartaches as it has? I have wondered, God, why are some of the most faithful members battling cancers? I have thought, Lord, why are some of the most precious people slipping out and leaving this world? I have wondered, God, why is it that suddenly a young man of 42 years old with be snatched out and taken? Why do babies die? That is my problem with now. You see, Paul says that now our perception is limited. Paul says in the verse 12, "For now we see through a glass darkly." The word glass is the idea of a looking glass or a mirror. But we've got to understand a mirror in Paul's day isn't like our mirrors today. In Paul's day, it was a piece of polished brass or silver. And Corinth was famous for making those types of mirrors. And Paul said that now we see through a glass darkly. You realize that those polished brass and silver mirrors, they didn't give a good picture of what you were looking at. You could see the shapes, but the lines were indistinct. And the lines were not clear. Paul said that what we see now is like looking in those mirrors. We don't see things clearly. We don't have all the answers. We don't know why things happen the way they do. Paul says we see through it darkly. It is something obscure. Something we can't figure out or understand. Paul said we struggle with those things. I'll be honest, I struggle on occasion with a lot of this. I believe in the sovereignty of God. I believe in the providential hand of God, that God guides and directs the affairs of our lives. I believe He's an all-wise God. I believe He's an all-loving God, Almighty God. But there are things that happen now we just don't understand. Paul said it's like looking through a distorted mirror, something that we just can't make out. Why? Paul said, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Paul not only says that our perception is limited, but Paul says the promise of God is reassuring. Paul said, now we see through the glass darkly, but then face to face. Paul said, now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. That word know means to know thoroughly, to know completely, to understand full well. Paul said, God has given us a promise that although now we see through a glass darkly, now we struggle to understand. He said, but then we shall know, even as also we are known. I believe that for one thing, the words when He says we shall know even as also we are known, I believe that His words that tell us we'll know one another in heaven. I believe that with all of my heart. I don't think I'm one of these days going to get to heaven and see my dad and say, who are you? I'm going to know him over there. Betty, you're going to know Charlie over there. Henry, you're going to know Brenda over there. Ken, you're going to know Helen over there. Now we only know in part, but then we're going to know as we're known. But I believe the words even go deeper than that. I believe it means that when we see Him face to face, we will see the events and the things of our lives from His perspective. Then we'll know full as we are known. Things that we could not understand down here, and we wondered, God, why did he end up with cancer? Why did this one have to get so sick? Why do they battle the way they do with the things of life? Paul is saying, then we'll know, we'll understand as we look on his face, And we see life from His perspective. And we'll know. And we'll understand. Paul says now, we have to deal with a lot of things we don't understand and know why. But then, I am thankful there's a but then for the child of God. I am so thankful that God put it the way He put it in the Word. Because right now, things seem so confusing and so messed up. In closing, I remember years ago, Alice, she used to cross stitch a lot. Some of you may still do that. And I can remember her sitting with the hoop and with a needle and thread and stitching out something. And I can remember looking on the back side of that cross stitch, and all it ever looked like to me was a bunch of tangled up knots and threads. But when you saw the other side, it all made sense. Right now, all we see are tangled up knots and threads in life. But on the other side, it'll make sense when we see it in His face. Just felt like God wanted me to share that today. I sit with Olin and Jan this week and saw such hurt in their eyes. And you leave and say, Lord, why? Saw the hurt in Ken and his family's heart just a couple of weeks ago. And you wonder, Lord, why? All just tangled up knots and threads. But then, we'll see it from the other side. Maybe that'll be a help to you, a blessing along the way. It encourages my heart to realize there's a but then for us as God's children. I'm going to ask David to get us a song. We'll stand and sing a verse. There may be a need in a heart. God's able to help and touch in your life and give you that you need. And if no one comes, we'll be ready to share our request and we'll let you go. That way you can get home and grab your bite of lunch before we come back again. So let's stand. While we sing, we'll just sing one verse if no one comes.